Today on Gardening in a Minute, watering your lawn in the winter. Lawns in Florida need less water during winter than during the rest of the year. In the spring, you may water your grass every 3 to 5 days, but in the winter, it may only require watering every 2 to 3 weeks. Grass grows more slowly during the colder months, requiring less watering and mowing. To save water, set your irrigation timer to manual throughout the year. Water your grass only when it shows signs of stress, when about half the blades are folded in half and blue-gray in color, and when footprints remain on the lawn. To condition your lawn for drier periods, water deeply and only when needed. Deep watering and high mowing will encourage deeper roots. For more information on lawn care, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gifts for the gardener. The holidays are the perfect time to show your favorite gardener how much you care. There are wonderful gardening gifts for every price range, from just a few dollars to many hundreds, and there's something for every taste. Buy the gardener you love an entire gardening tool set, or just one or two single high-quality items, like pruning shears with replaceable blades, or a spade, shovel, or rake. Gardening shoes, clogs, or boots are great utilitarian items for those of us who like to dig in the dirt, and gloves and hats often need to be replaced. Ideas for other presents include wheelbarrows, bird baths, bird feeders, bat houses, or fountains. Indulge your favorite gardener's passion with holiday gifts from the heart. For more information about gardening accessories, visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using leaves as mulch. Naturally mulched areas can reduce the need for irrigation, prevent diseases, and replace turf. For an inexpensive alternative to purchased mulch, consider using leaves. Pine needles, leaves, and grass clippings can each be used alone as a mulch or in combination. Of the three, pine needles are the best mulching material. They're attractive, not easily removed from beds by wind or rain, and don't mat down excessively. However, they don't last more than 6 months due to rapid decomposition. Leaves can be used alone as a mulch, but tend to blow away in windy locations and are easily washed from beds during heavy rain showers. Leaves do best as a mulching material when they're shredded. Save a little money by using leaves as a mulch. For more information about mulch, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, creating wreaths from your vines. Wreaths are a festive holiday decoration, but wreaths can brighten your door all year round. Look around your landscape and you'll find plants and other items that make great additions to your wreath. Florida vines suitable for wreaths include grapevines, ivy, wood rose, and morning glory. Other plants that work well in wreaths are gardenias, hydrangea, and roses. To start your wreath, you'll need a circle form. Forms can be made of styrofoam, straw, grapevine, or wire. You can use the vines from your landscape to create the garland that goes around the wreath form. Fill in the garland with flowers, nuts, leaves, or pine cones. You can find more ideas and supplies for making your wreath at your local floral or craft shop. Welcome your neighbors with a wreath made right from your yard. For more information about using natural materials and crafts, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, poinsettias. The poinsettia is a beautiful plant associated with the winter holidays. Poinsettias are often given as gifts in pots to friends and relatives in late November and throughout December. They are colorful holiday decorations for any home. The showy portion of the poinsettia is called a bract. Depending on the cultivar, bracts vary in color from red to pink, white, orange, and even purple, and there are many interesting shapes. Contrary to popular belief, poinsettias are not poisonous, although some people may be sensitive to the main ingredient in poinsettia sap, latex. With proper care, your poinsettias may stay colorful for many months. After the holiday, try planting them in a sunny location in your yard. Poinsettias can beautify your home and make great gifts too. For more information about poinsettias, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.